From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Saturday, a car bomb ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 17 people, wounding more than 100 others. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the casualties to VOA, saying a suicide bomber used an explosives-filled ambulance to carry out the attack in an area where civilians had gathered in large numbers. Unconfirmed reports say the death toll is much higher than what the Afghan officials have reported. The Taliban immediately took responsibility for plotting the attack. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is supporting President Donald Trump's immigration reform proposal announced this week. In a speech on immigration and national security in Norfolk, Virginia, Sessions said a merit-based immigration system would be in the U.S. national interest. Sessions focused on alleged links between immigration, terrorism, and crime. He blamed lax migration laws for allowing terrorists into the country.
Any crime committed by improperly vetted immigrants, especially illegal aliens, is by definition a preventable crime.
The proposal calls for ending the visa lottery system for certain countries. In addition to eliminating family-sponsored migration, the plan would establish a $25 billion trust fund for a wall along the Mexican border. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeated his intention to expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria, targeting fighters, he says, are linked to a Kurdish terror group and operates in Turkey. Speaking there, Erdogan said Turkish forces will push farther east into Afrin, which is just beyond the Syrian border with Turkey. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has said that the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Speaking on his flight before landing at Pearl Harbor, Mattis also noted the U.S. is ready to fight tonight alongside South Koreans if they are attacked by the North. The Pentagon chief, in a meeting on Friday in Hawaii with the South Korean defense minister, said that the meeting will address the policy of a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has interviewed former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and former New Mexico governor Bill Richardson via Skype about his abrupt resignation from an international board that advises Myanmar on the Rohingya crisis.
That showed me that she wasn't interested in frank advice. And this is after 30 years of a very strong friendship where we've worked together for democracy. That has obviously been shattered by my resignation.
This was in response to a question about his relationship with Myanmar civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi for many, many years. The world does mark the Holocaust Remembrance Day this Saturday. It is the anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz Nazi death camp in 1945. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington hosted officials from around the world to remember the genocide. European Union Ambassador David O'Sullivan said that the museums remembering the Holocaust are essential for future generations to learn about the past atrocities. He said the new generation also needs people, stories, and places to keep the memory alive, to make sure that we keep the promise made at the end of the Holocaust. Museum officials read letters to the Secretary General of the Muslim World League based in Saudi Arabia. And First Lady Melania Trump was also among those who toured the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum Friday and also tweeted that she experienced a powerful and moving tour. She posted a photograph of her lighting a candle at the prayer wall. The U.N. Security Council announced Friday that it will visit the U.S. Holocaust Museum on Monday as part of a trip to Washington, where members will have lunch with U.S. President Donald Trump. The White House on Friday recognized International Holocaust Remembrance Day with a message that said, "We acknowledge the dark stain on human history and vow to never let that happen again." I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.